Welcome to Real Talk with RJ and Matt. Join us each week as we break down merch by Amazon and print on demand with some of the top sellers on the platform. Learn from some of the best as we test theories and examine strategies to give you the tools and knowledge to find success in this industry. This podcast is sponsored by Merch Informer. Take your merch game to the next level by finding untapped niches and high sales volume keywords. Save hundreds of research hours by heading over to merchinformer.com and grab a free 3-day trial today. Links in the description below.
All right, so we have Tyler on the show. Let's get into the last 7 days. We didn't do that on the last video.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and do that. So last 7 days, they actually been pretty slow. And don't, like, for July, I'm gonna be honest, July's last year was the slowest month for me. So, and I was actually going pretty hard at it, just uploading just random designs and doing all kinds of stuff. And I still, like, I barely broke over 3K in royalties for the month. So the last 7 days for July right now is 170 shirts sold at $600 in royalties. Almost said 16.
Last 7 days for me is 125, and I don't know what my royalties are because I don't have it up, but it's not a whole lot of fucking money. So yeah. Pissing me off.
Yeah, mine's slow too. I'm at 101 for 350. Super slow, man.
Right. The thing I think a lot of people need to realize too is, like, last year we had the eclipse in August, so, like, we moved a lot of shirts in August. August is gonna be real fucking slow too. So just prepare for it. It's seasonality. Like, it is what it is. You don't get discouraged. Don't think that you suck because you're not selling shirts. Like, you need to focus on just building your business out and getting it ready for October, start of, you know, Q4, and really get it ready for November, because November is where everything takes off.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So, Tyler, you want to kind of introduce yourself to everybody, and then just how you got on the scene, like what tier you're at, the whole
jump into
all the good stuff.
What's up, guys? I'm Tyler Dooley. I got on the scene just randomly. Honestly, it wasn't through Chris Green. I hear everybody says Chris Green. I didn't know who he was until like 3-4 months into this. And I was like, wait, this guy, you know, knows a lot about this. It was honestly, I separated from the Air Force. I did 8 years in the Air Force. And then I got out and I was looking for something to do. And I was like, I like doing stuff online. I'm always on the computer. Let me figure something out. So I was watching Gary Vee. Like, that was before he was like super big. Started watching Gary Vee a lot, and I was like, dang, this dude's onto something. Like, he's just motivational, he knows his stuff too. It's not just like rah-rah, it's like, you know, real world stuff. So I was watching him, following him, didn't really know where to take it. And then he mentioned Rizzy's Resales.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned him one day, you know, just in a video, and I followed him on social media. And then I was doing that for a few months. And then he mentioned my boy RJ Martinez. Man, the myth and the legend. And I was like, who is this dude over, you know, he's like around my age. He's over in, you know, the West Coast killing it, doing his thing. And I was like, I followed him. And then I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I moved back from South Carolina to Florida to be around family. And I started working, you know, doing electrical work. That's my trade. And I think, I don't know who it was. It was either you or Rizzy said merch. And I was like, huh. Because I remember you were doing like the Shopify stuff. And I would see like, you post like your watch updates, and I'm like, that's neat, you know, I want to do something like that. So I was like messing with Shopify, and then I applied for merch, completely forgot about it, working my 9-to-5, and then I got an email one day, and I was like, oh, I forgot about this. So then, like, you know, I didn't really do anything with it. It just sat in my email, like, whatever, kind of forgot about it. And then you started posting your videos, and I was like, wait a second, he's onto something here. So then I just started messing with it, had my Shopify designs, my cousin, he started like a beard balm and oil business. So I had designs I was trying to work on for him. And they were just generic beard, you know, niche designs. So I just put them on merch. And then like in a week I made a sale, and I made my little $3. And I was like, call my mom. And I'm like, Mom, this is for real. Like, started getting into it some more, and then just studying, you know, studying the game, man. I was watching all your videos. I think I was watching the Merch Fairy at the time. I started, you know, I discovered the Jersey guys, and just and then Matt, you know, and I was just like taking it all in. And then that was around summertime of last year. Like, I missed the eclipse. I remember hearing about it, and I remember I was like, you know what would be a good idea? Like, cities along the path. And this was like a month or 2 months before. And I was like, nah, people won't buy that. Oh man. So I was way mistaken. And then I kind of just took off late September for Halloween. And then ever since then, I've been going. I just hit 6K tier. It's been slow this year. Like, I don't want to say the whole year has been slow. I've had my ups and downs, but nothing compared to Q4, even with throttling and this and that, it was still like an eye opener, the potential of all this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. So now are you doing all the designing yourself, or how's that going? How's that working for you?
Okay. So I made some decent money, during like Q4. So I had all this money left over, and I was like, okay, I want to take this serious. I want to dive into Evergreen. I want this to be, not just a seasonal thing. And I kind of like, hit my peak and sputter out the rest of the year. So I got on onlinejobs.ph, the one you I just followed, like I said, student of the game, man. I got time to take from everybody and then kind of incorporate it and see what works for me. So I did that. I had people in the beginning from Fiverr and the other one?
Upwork.
Yeah, so I had a guy from there, and then he was in like the Facebook group for a while, but it's kind of like, shady business. And I was like, he's like not reliable, this and that. I'm like, I need like a set, I want a regimen. I want like a, everything to be, I know it's going to be like this many designs for this niche on this day. So I got them there, and I hired three designers. So I had three designers go in, five designs a day from like December to March. And that's when the BSRs were being hidden, shirts were, not selling, nothing new. So I was just throwing it all against the wall, like, okay, just keep going, keep your head down and just hustle it out. Nothing was selling. So I'm like spending all this money, but the same money wasn't coming in as, Q4. So I was like, I gotta slow down. So now I throttled it back. I got one full time. I do a lot myself now and over, which I feel like most of the stuff I make sells. I don't know if it's just because it's simpler or what, but if I put time into it, I feel like it's going to do well. So right now, one designer, no uploaders. I had an Etsy uploader for the longest. And then, once the design slowed down, I kind of had to throttle them back and like just upload once a week for me or something like that. But right now it's just a 3-man band and kind of just taking it slow and just getting ready for Q4.
Okay. You're designing more text-based designs, right? Right now for on the over app?
Yeah, it's a lot of text-based, but I like to throw in like at least a vector graphic in there. And the simplest stuff sells, man. Like whenever like I have friends and family that get into it and they're like, oh, I don't know what to make. I'm like, honestly, man, I make like just a random like cow mom niche, like, and it sells. I'm like, it's not hard, people. Like, you just got to keep it simple and then research. I go into so many niches and I'll just be randomly, I'll be on Instagram on the explore page and I'm like, I'll see something that will trigger me to go look. I'm like, hey, what's this niche doing on Amazon? And then sure enough, there'll be like 37 shirts in there. A few with like 500K BSRs. I'm like, okay, I can play here. And then I'll just flood it out. And then before you know it, that's like, I'll throw up 100 designs for that. And then two of them are like daily, couple times a week sellers. And then there you go. You just kind of keep that process going and just jump from niche to niche to niche. That's just how I've personally done it. And I feel like it does pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt, what's your take on the Over app? Have you used it at all?
I haven't used the Over app. I used another one that sucked. It was just like some stupid like text-based thing or whatever. I've used Photoshop before, so like I kind of knew how to use it. So I just do everything in Photoshop now if I need to do anything. But I don't really design a whole lot unless it's pop sockets, because then I can just kind of throw things on top of the canvas and I don't have to worry about like adding in fonts and everything else. I can just make pictures.
Yeah, I used it a few times, and I actually made a sale. Remember, I was making sales, so like I had my designer just do, it was like a four-leaf clover, and I was like, send it over to me, just all a vintage look, all white, and I was like, and I'll just make the text off of just that, and I started using the Amazon search bar and just started making designs off of that, and I actually had like, made like 30 or 40 of them, and like 4 or 5 of them made sales, so.
Absolutely. Yeah. My number one, well, I had two of them. They were kind of like tied for Christmas was off the Over app, and it was text-based, and they were selling like hotcakes. And then we got throttled, and they just went away. And I'm like, no, this is like that was my Christmas for me, and they were just gone. And I had like my own like copycats up, but they weren't. None of them took off like that. And I was Uber is very powerful, especially for like on the road, like not literally, but like in the moment, like whenever you're at the gym or something. I'm like, oh, I can do that real quick. You know, I'm on the treadmill or something, and you'd be surprised. It's so simple. And it's, but it's effective. And if worst comes to worst and you fail, what it's $50 a month, not a month, excuse me, a year. So it's, it's worth it. Totally.
It's super powerful. Like John Balcazar, like he's got like a little tiny account, right? Like they have their main account that Amanda does a lot of the designing for. And then John has his own account. He's done every single design with the Over app. He just tiered up to 1K. And like, it literally, his like thing is, I don't do any design that takes me longer than 5 minutes. Every single design I've ever done has taken me 5 minutes. It's all just stupid little sayings that I do. Like that stuff sells, man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they were like at one point, they were like at like 40, 50 designs sold in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just from doing that. So like the Over app, like if you just like a funny saying, like it does make sales, and it's pretty crazy. Just but you just have to have like the right keywords too to just drive the traffic to it,
right?
And make the sales. I think the keywords are pretty important because, like I always said too, always like so with the keywords, you guys want to keep the main keyword that you're trying to rank for, keep it at the very beginning of the title. Very important. So it's gonna drive more traffic to that listing, guaranteed.
And one thing I've been experimenting. So I hit the 6K tier recently, so I have like way more space now. So I'm struggling to find ideas some days, you know, to upload. Mm-hmm. So I experiment with my keywords. Like I'll throw in, you know, a free word, but like a word before what I would normally put, like vintage or retro. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't normally put that there. And then before you know it, I'm getting sales. I'm like, man, this niche is like flooded out. So like say like the sailing niche, right? Sailing like boats and whatnot.
Yeah.
You check that out, and then like you put like a bunch of shirts with like sailing, blah 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 blah, and then you know you might get the bottom, you might get one of those shirts on the bottom of the page mid pack, but the second page you'll get a few. But if you put like vintage sailing shirt, I don't know how often they get searched, but you'll own a whole vintage sailing shirt if you do it right. You know what I mean? You'll have the page, the whole first and second page will be just you. Is that more powerful than having one on the sailing shirt? I'm not sure, but that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm like,
The cool thing about that is like when it starts to sell too, you'll rank on the actual sailing page too, right? Like, so that's where it kind of really snowballs. Like you get consistent sales, like people are looking for vintage shirts or whatever, like because it's popular, right? So like that sells like 2-3 days in a row, suddenly it starts to climb up the main sailing page, and then it starts to really sell.
Absolutely. There you go. So that might be something to kind of dive into more, and that's what I've been experimenting. Like this whole past two, three months, I've just been experimenting with those kind of little nuances that, you know, might change, you know, the whole game for you at that point.
Interesting. I haven't even messed with that at all, but I've been actually noticing, like, I've been paying attention to a lot of the design. I know, like, the vintage designs or, like, the vintage text-based designs are the ones that are kind of killing it. And, yeah, I never thought about putting it in the keyword, like, in the title.
You never put vintage in the title?
No.
It works. I should slap you.
You never even tell me.
That's a nugget.
Jesus, RJ.
He never even told me. He's been holding out.
God. I didn't think I had to tell you. I thought it was common sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you uploading the design with the like vintage, and then you just like so because you can make it vintage by throwing like the little whatever the fuck you do on Photoshop or whatever you do.
RJ's a designer.
And then are you just plain text without the vintage?
No, well, some of them like so in Over, there's a bunch of text, a bunch of fonts that like have like a vintage, like a spotty look, kind of like a distressed one. And I'll just do those. Even if it's not, I'll still put vintage on there. What are they gonna do? Yell at me? Like I don't care.
Well, sometimes too, like fonts are kind of vintage. You know what I mean? Like they might not be like distressed, and I might not be weathered, but it's like more of like a vintage font. So we have some like that too. Like it's more of like a vintage style design.
Absolutely. I'm about to search the vintage keyword right now. See what the shirts are coming up.
Look at this keyword. Take over my vintage niche.
So, what's your focus right now, Tyler? Like, are you all over the place? Are you doing evergreen? Are you, you know, what's your focus as you go into preparing for Q4? Because that's the way I view like Q3 right now is all about preparing for Q4.
Absolutely. So I'm both, honestly. Like I've really been doing a lot of evergreen, Halloween, and back to school because I remember back to school took off last year.
Yep.
Halloween, of course, was Halloween was the biggest. I made like $2,000 off of a single design in 1 month in October. And I'm like, you just see that that's what like really keep me into like the power of this.
Right. So
right now, Evergreen, some days I'll do Evergreen. Other days I'm like, I'm in a Halloween mood, I guess. I'm like, I want to do some Halloween stuff. And then back to school, that's kind of like on the bottom of the radar, but I know it's coming and for everybody out there, like back to school is a thing for shirts.
It is for sure.
So yeah, like some days I'm doing, you know, Evergreen. I'm like really trying to get my like foundation down, you know, more solidified. And then other days I'm like, okay, what did good for Halloween last year? But like, let's change it because yeah. I don't want to make another Let's Get Smashed or I'm Here for the Booze.
Right. And fucking Halloween sucked for me so bad last year. It was so disappointing. Like, we came off the eclipse. I'm like, I got this figured out. I'm going to make fucking tons of money. And we didn't sell shit.
What you so,
dude, like, I made $12,000 in August, and then Halloween came around in September. I'm like, yes, Halloween. Let's just keep making more money. And it's like, we didn't sell shit. We didn't sell anything. We had, like, one shirt that sold, like, more than 10 copies.
This is the best business ever. This is the easiest business ever.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I got all the answers. Like, we're 3 months in. We're going to crush this thing. I'm going to make all the money. Nope.
Yeah, so, like, I like to go back and watch, like, older podcasts, but, like, you know, from last year or whatever. From you guys, I watch the Jersey Guys stuff a lot. I study Bo, like, he's my dad. I'm like, okay, what's this guy doing? Like, teach me. Like, absorb, you know, because I remember hearing about him way back in the day, just like a post here and there, somebody thanking him. But then, like, I take a lot of those things, like those like philosophies and strategies, and kind of, like I said, make them my own. Like the throwing up against the wall, you know, the more lines you have, the more you know chances you have to win. And that's absolutely true. So when I'm making a horse mom t-shirt, I'm on over and I'm just changing the colors, changing the fonts, changing. So it's essentially the same design, but I have like 100 of them up. And then before you know it, you know, 5 make a sale and 2 are regular, like 2 continue. So you're kind of like building that portfolio up. And that's what I recommend to anybody that has the space is get ready for Q4 because we all know it's coming. And it is like, so essential that you have as many, like don't be lazy, like put in the grind now because you know it's coming. And the more you have up, the more you will sell if you're doing it right with the designs and the keywords.
For sure.
Okay. So that's also with Bo, like, well, honestly, I'm going to tell you this right now. So with most of my designs, like say for 4th of July, I had some really good like artistic designs. And the customer actually came back and left reviews on a lot of them. And I was surprised. I was like, wow. Okay, now you kind of take this into mind. It's like, okay, if you have – the customer is going to appreciate you if you have like a good quality design. So they're going to actually come back and leave that review. So which in return, long term, it's going to give you more sales – like long term, you know what I mean? So if you have like a good quality design, the customer is going to come back. It's going to get their attention. They're going to come back, leave your review, and it's just going to boost your shirt. And I'm getting sales still from 4th of July too because of that. And I never really thought about that.
So, and that's another like thing I want to transition into or have, you know, as a part of my like arsenal is I want to hire an illustrator, man, because I see like what you're doing with your Instagram posts, like your stories, and like how you like you know, the little floss and whatever, hot dog or whatever it may be. And I'm like, man, like I hit up one of my VAs. I'm like, hey man, do you know anybody? Cause I canceled my online thing. So I just kind of communicate through my VAs cause they like to have their own network over there. So I'm like, hey man, I need an illustrator that can do stuff similar to, and I'll send them a picture and like something like this. And he's like, all right, what do you need, a portfolio? What's the deal? And I'm like, yeah, cause I got a few boys, like I'll have them send them your stuff. So that was like yesterday, but that's what I'm going to get into because you can take those, you pay, I don't know how much the going rate is, but say like $10 per illustration, 25, whatever. And then I saw it, what is that brand? It starts with an L, liquor, something.
Oh, like, you're talking about Leake.
Leake. So what they do is, it's very smart. They just take one design and they'll change the caption on it, you know, whatever, like Mommy Source Rex, Daddy Source Rex, Uncle Source Rex, Papa Source Rex. You can do the same thing. So you pay $20, but you get so many designs out of it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to shift towards is me doing my mass upload thing with over and then kind of throw it against the wall and see what sticks. But also on the other side of it, paying for these high, you know, quality illustrations and then having me and my designer change the, you know, the little nuances to, you know, make it more broad.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the cool thing too is once you start to get those reviews, right? Like we had probably, I don't know if it was the number one Pride shirt, but it was close to it. Like it consistently was, you know, right at the top up there. And that was a shirt from last year. Like it was a shirt we put up last year that had reviews from last year. And then when Pride rolled around, suddenly it just took off and started selling like crazy too. So that's the other thing too, is like when you have a really cool shirt, a really good one that has those reviews, like it kind of becomes evergreen in a way. Like it comes back around when that season comes back around, it just starts selling again.
That's what I was going to ask you guys. I should have took notes because like this whole week I'm like, hey, what? I want to go in there and ask these guys something too because I want to know some things. How did your stuff from last year do this year? For example, your Cinco mm-hmm. stuff or your, you know, whatever it may be, insert holiday here.
Right.
Notice a pickup for those things you did well last year?
Well, those designs that I had, the ones that had reviews, they're making sales consistently. So that goes back to the same topic that we're talking about. But for the older ones, no, like they really weren't making that many sales. But the ones that had reviews, like I was making like 5 to 6 sales a day.
And
that was pretty cool.
I think it's hard to tell with some of like, because we didn't get on the platform until like late May. So our 4th of July design that did really well last year really didn't sell shit this year. Like it sold probably 25 copies, I'd say, whereas last year it sold quite a bit. But the Pride stuff sold really, really well for us. All the stuff that we had that we did for Pride. And then we'll see what happens, obviously, as we go into, you know, October and Christmas, because we had some stuff for Christmas that did okay, too. But what I notice is like for St. Patrick's Day, for example, right? Like we weren't around on St. Patrick's Day, but I noticed that like there were some shirts out there that had like 3 or 4 reviews, and literally they sold nonstop from the very beginning. Because Amazon is going to show those shirts first before all the other stuff anyways, right? Because they have proof that this stuff sells. I remember specifically, like, there's this dabbing leprechaun shirt that I thought that sucked, that the guy priced at like $21.99, and that thing sold. It was like 16K BSR the whole way through St. Patrick's Day. He made so much fucking money off that design.
Yeah.
I have, like, a Halloween shirt that has, like, 11 reviews on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was my bestseller from last year, and I copy my own stuff, you know? So, like, some of the copycats have a couple of reviews, too. So I'm like, and I hope Halloween treats me right, because
right.
My biggest October was hands down like my biggest month. So
I've been making sales with the Halloween already. So that's just something to think about.
I thought that sells evergreen, kind of sort of like you guys were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Bo's not. I think he's gone already. I was waiting for him to reply or to pop up in the chat when he said that about him. But yeah.
It's all good. So like just moving forward, I'm uploading. I'm not as picky with what I upload anymore. I mean, as long as it's like, you know, smart, I'm not gonna, you know, put myself in danger or whatever. But before I was like, oh, that won't sell or this won't sell. I'm like sitting there designing it, I'm like, this is not gonna sell. Like, why am I gonna waste my time? But then I'll upload it and the most oddball stuff sells. Yeah. And it'll sell like a few times. Like I had one like a cow shirt and it sold like once and then a couple times throughout the week, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, this is so weird. But then I'll have my designer upload or make a cool shirt, and I'm like, this is nice. Like, I would wear this if I was into that specific thing, and then duds. So
no, it's crazy. Like there's like some weird stuff that's making like sales, and like you never thought, I thought these shirts would make sales, and they're making sales and they're killing it. I've been like lookhuman.com, like I've been using that for research, just to get an idea, like see like the off the wall stuff that's making sales, and it's yeah, pretty crazy. So
yeah, for sure.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Tyler.
I was gonna ask you guys, but before I forget, so as far as like outside traffic and whatnot, what do you guys think, or have you touched on this at all, on Instagram, how you have those accounts with the white dots and click it and, you know, buy from there? Mm-hmm. Have you thought about, like, I thought about contacting them, sending them a picture with some chick wearing a shirt, whatever, and then finding a way to have them add my stuff, you know, through like a link through the white dot, so to speak.
Yeah.
But you have to set, from what I understand, that's for like a Shopify thing. Like it directs them from a shop from there to a Shopify store only. So I have to set up a Shopify store as well and then do it that way. But I think in Q4, that could be, in general, that could be popular, or, you know, give you some, you know, some good sales. But have you guys looked into that, or what do you think about it?
So my philosophy on traffic is anything that I'm sending to Amazon, I want it to be mostly organic. So like Pinterest, or something that I'm building, you know, an audience or whatever. I don't necessarily want to be sending traffic that I'm paying for to Amazon, because I'm never going to have that data. I'm not going to be able to retarget them. Because, I mean, if I'm going to pay for that, I want to make sure that I have the data so I can come back and remarket and retarget to them so I can actually own that customer. Whereas Amazon is, like, awesome at taking your traffic, and they're stoked, right? Like, sending outside traffic to Amazon will actually help your listing. It's a positive thing. But they're really good at, like, remarketing, retargeting other shit, not necessarily your shit. So that's been my hold off when it comes to Amazon, with Etsy, because we're really focusing on Etsy. And you have, it looks like you're going to have the ability to install the Pixel on your Etsy shop. And in fact, I think you can do it right now. It's in beta. That's something that I'm definitely going to look at, is not just, Facebook ads or whatever, but also doing like Instagram shout outs and all of that stuff. So I can actually own that traffic, have that data, and then be able to remarket and retarget back to them with Facebook.
Absolutely. Okay.
Interesting. So like in 2 more weeks, we're going to have a guy on that's going to go over all of like the Instagram marketing. He actually has several accounts, and he's doing like 200. He gets like on all the accounts, he's getting like 200K to 400K followers a month, like on different niches, like a business page, and just driving traffic to his, like, the fan pages and stuff, and getting like a lot of followers. Like some fan page is getting like over 100K in followers in a month.
Wow.
So we're going to have him on the show. I think it's in about 2 more weeks.
Yeah. It's a whole nother game. Like, it's literally, that's what it is. It's a whole nother game, but what it can do, if you can figure out how to build that audience, like, there's so much money in that. Like, you can just do so much with that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's your vision in terms of what you're going to be doing with merch, Tyler? Because obviously, you know, this is kind of a little bit of a side hustle for you. Like, do you want this to become your full-time hustle?
It's not something I want to let go or let die or kind of like back away from ever, I don't think, because it's fun.
Yeah.
I find it very interesting. The whole like all the aspects of it, like the marketing, the design, keywords, you know, stuff like that are very interesting to me. It was always supposed to be a stepping stone for me. I'm like, oh, I can make money here and then spend it here to do this. Yeah. So there's a couple things I'm kind of entertaining and doing some light research on. I eventually want to own like a brick and mortar business, but it's not going to be, you know, merch related or anything that has anything to do with this. But I definitely think the skills I've learned just in a year from this are going to help me to grow that. So it's definitely a stepping stone. I kind of branch onto Etsy. And I mean, these are all things I want to be like actually in. I don't want to get anybody to do it for me and then kind of walk away at any point. I want to stay with it.
Cool.
What do you guys think is taking Amazon so long to give us tanks? Have you heard anything about that?
The hell if I know. We talked about it with them. Like, it was literally like every person that was there at the meeting with Amazon in Vegas was like, so when are we going to get tanks? And it was kind of interesting, right? Like, and I don't know how much this is just her being like kind of cagey and holding it back. But she was, you know, talking about how they put a lot of data into the stuff that they're going to be offering. It didn't sound like it was coming super soon. So, which is disappointing. Like, I feel like tank tops would just crush. Like, dude, we sell so many tank tops on Etsy.
But, yes. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Like, I have a whole store that just like 90% tank top sales.
Right.
Come on, Amazon, like, let me go.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, shirts are definitely like their lead money thing, you know what I mean? Like, just the shirt thing. And maybe it's just easier to print on those, because I don't know what the process is necessarily to like do tanks. I don't know how different it is with the machines and everything else. But phone cases for sure are coming next. And then, you know, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to Amazon again at some point in the future, and we can just keep drilling it in their head, like tanks. Everybody wants tanks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, like too before start of the show, like July is a very slow month, and I honestly haven't seen anybody that's like in the higher tiers actually crush July. Like, I don't, well, really can't say that. But like, as far as designing, I really haven't seen, like, a lot of the top guys are like, yeah, July is the slowest month because everybody's going on vacation and stuff.
So, yeah, no one's at home ordering shirts for all up. At the beach or vacations or theme parks or summery things. If I get it. Gets back in the house in a few years. That's
Now, August actually picked up for me. It started picking back up again, and everything starts to like just increase like from there. So like now, like, a lot of people are like messaging me like, what's going on? What's going on? But right now, like, it's like it's low right now, but it's going to shoot back the month. So we should be good.
So yeah. It's
part of business.
You got to just keep your head down and go. Like, don't even look at your numbers. Mm-hmm. Don't stress it. Just stay focused because you know it's coming. I promise you. Q4 is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And even with the throttling, I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Let's see. Anybody got any questions for Tyler? There's probably a few of them in there right now.
Kristen Harris wants to know if Tyler can take his tank top off.
Yeah, you gotta Venmo me or cash out me some money. I don't do that. that was back in my younger years. College now, so.
That's all right, RJ. Young wants you to put a shirt on.
Where's Young at? He's here?
He's in the other group.
What other group? Oh. Plus, like, I'm going to suck it.
Don't tell that. Lori Dizon wants to know if anybody's doing FBA. Do you do anything with Amazon other than merch?
No. I'm baby to this. All this is new to me. Like, I noticed a lot of the guys in here now are like, oh, I used to do FBA, and then I found out about merch. Right. Me, I just went, like, straight from the military, kind of, like, partied for a year, and I'm like, all right, let's go try this internet thing out. And then merch was the first thing that really took off. So
I'll be honest with you, like, your story, it's funny. Like, it's identical to mine, right? Like, I was watching Gary Vee. I've been watching Gary forever. Like, stumbled across Reezy somehow. He mentioned him once, and I was like, okay, well, let me check this out. And that's how I fucking long road found RJ and found merch and got started on it. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, I love it. It's cool to, you know, kind of see it all unfold. And now, so I was working at, like I said, I was working at this hospital over, I'm down in Florida by Tampa. So I was working on St. Pete. And I was like, man, you know, I was like always on my phone, like looking for stuff to get into, just research, blah, 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 blah. And then I started making some money off Amazon. You know, I got into merch. And I'm like, this is actually, you know, taking off. So at the end of September, like my sales were like, and then boom, like Halloween rush hit. I had a bunch. Not a bunch, but I had, you know, 20, 30, and I was in the lower tiers at the time, shirts in there. And then like they started to take off. Like, I had one or two take off. I'm like, you know, this is nice. And then, you know, it got more serious and more serious to the point where I was making, like, not as much as I was making my normal job, but I was like, if I get out and just go to school, kind of like, you know, work, finish my degree, whatever, and get the BA money, then the merch can just supplement whatever I'm missing, plus more. And that's what I did. And I'm like, now I just go to school and just work on merch all day, like always on my phone, or I'm always either on my phone, like making stuff, I'm uploading, I'm doing research, I'm getting better at research. Like before I was kind of like, whatever, I'll just do my own thing. But now somebody mentioned that like everything you need is like for research is on Amazon itself. Like if you get the keyword expander, which I just found out the other day, I was watching an old podcast, and I think it was Esty that said it. I don't remember who said it. Or no, it might have been you, Matt. You were talking. Yeah,
I think I'm the one that kind of broke it to everybody. That tool is fucking amazing.
Yeah, so I'm like on there, like just fiending. I'm like, okay, what can I do now? And then like I'll just go from there. So I'm always like, I'll play some video games and I'll upload, play some video games and I'll research, play some. You know, I'm just like go to the beach and come back. Another thing, man. Okay, so some of my top evergreen stuff right now, like since I started, is stuff I see like out in public. On people's cars, the little car stickers, basically.
Oh, yeah.
My number one shirt, like, for March was somebody, like, I was sitting there driving, I'm in a red light, and this chick had, like, her little, you know, little Prius or whatever it was. I'm like, hey, click. Since my designer, I'm like, hey, man, can you do this? I want this one, and I want a few different variations. Sure enough, I uploaded it, and then thing has, like, 5 reviews now. Oh, my God, I love this shirt. I'm like, easy money, like just stuff like that. It's so I'm out in public. I'm like, just I have people watch to begin with, but now I'm like super creepy about it. I'll be at the park with my daughter, and I'm just like,
for sure,
looking at this lady. She thinks I'm checking her out. I'm like, no, I like your shirt. And I'm like, I'll make just random shirts for myself, and they'll do good. Like, my number one Father's Day shirt was something I made for myself, just so I was like, I never expected it to sell ever. And then, now it's got like 5 reviews, it's got copycats. I wore it to the gym yesterday, so I probably gave away which one it is, RJ, if you check out my story or whatever.
I seen it. I remember.
The girl at the front desk, like, oh, my God, I love your shirt. Like, where'd you get it? I'm like, Amazon. And then she was like, really? And I'm like, yeah, go search it. Well, I told her, like, what to search, and I was like, there's a couple, like, you know, in there. Hopefully she picks mine and get a sale out of it. I should have told her, you know, whatever. But just stuff like that. I'll make shirts. Like, I when I first started, I was dating this girl. And that's how I, for the lower tiers, make shirts for your friends and family. Yeah. Like, guilt them into buying your stuff. Like, I'm trying to start a business. Like, support me. And then I'll make you whatever.
My buddy at his housewarming party, he was wearing a shirt that I made for him. He got drunk at the end, started talking shit to me. He's all throwing firecrackers at me. He's all, boom. I'm like, you better stop. Almost hit me with one. Like the ones that go, bah! What happened? I think he probably just lost connection.
Lost connection, yeah. Let's give it a second.
Do you follow him on the on his stories?
On Instagram, yeah. Tyler's got has good stories.
Yeah, do you see his see his shirt he's talking about?
No, I haven't been on Instagram in a couple days.
Okay, let me see. He just said something about that. Let me see. CPU crash, getting on the laptop.
All right. People are asking about Prime Day. Prime Day wasn't anything special last year, right? Like, I remember getting all excited because Prime Day was going to be awesome, and then Prime Day was just like, it was just another day for merch.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out, though. But they've been doing a lot of discounts, though, so you got
to
keep that.
Everybody's going to Prime Day because they want to buy something at a big like discount, and merch sales, merch shirts aren't on discount.
Well, I see some shirts are like $7.65 and stuff like that. I'm like, how are they doing that? Like, they're running a sale on some shirts, like if they start selling.
I bet you, because what they'll do is they'll print, like, so say you have a design that's like popping off for Father's Day or whatever, right? Uh-huh. Like, they'll print stuff in advance. So they'll, like, if they have copies that are sitting around that haven't been sent out yet, they'll sell those at a discount. Mm-hmm. Just to clear the inventory.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It says, there's a question right here, Matt. It says, Matt, have you ever considered getting into CreateSpace?
Have I considered getting into CreateSpace? Yeah, I've considered it. I know a lot of people are talking about those journals right now. Like, that seems to be the craze. Everybody wants to do the ones with the just you upload the.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked at it, man. I got no time.
Honestly, right now it'd be actually a really good idea because back to school. You know what I mean? Right now is a really good time because you're gonna. Okay, it's a trend. You know what I mean? So you're gonna ride that trend, and you're going to leverage that trend to actually boost into starting another business. So yes, it's a really good idea. I'm not going to really touch too much on it. And I've been doing something like that and I see the potential in it and the potential is really big. All right. So
if you guys haven't noticed, RJ has published author in his Instagram.
Here we go. I'm waiting to drop $1,000 course. That's what it is, guys.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, Matt. 50% affiliate links. Now, with the CreateSpace part, I'm doing some stuff. I'm testing some stuff. So don't get me wrong. Like I honestly, like, me and Matt thought about this about, it was like 3 months ago. We were just chatting through the Slack channel. And then that actually came up and I was like, you know what? Like, how come we're not putting designs like on other stuff, like, you know what I mean? How come we're not leveraging the designs that we have and putting them on other products? So that came up into mind and then I did it and then started making sales. So that's pretty much it. That's all I'm going to talk about. And with that little topic,
I mean, it is, yeah, whatever. Neither of us are ready to talk about what we're doing there, but it's different than smart. What everybody else is doing.
It's smart.
Yeah.
Less competition.
For sure.
No. Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
Sorry, my computer just blue screened on me. That was weird. What I missed?
No, you're on the remember the link of Amazon. You were at the gym.
The
front desk girl.
Yeah, and then so like my number one stuff is just random stuff I kind of just did. You know, like making your own stuff. Like I think in the beginning, whenever like we started or when you know we were early in it. It was okay to like just copy, you know, and then go from there. But now I think the more like just random creative stuff people come up with does better than
for sure
than you know the copy stuff. Because I feel like if I copy somebody's stuff, 9 times out of 10, it's not gonna ever sell, not even once. But
As he means, like, as in copy stuff, he means, like, as in, like, making the design better, not copying it pixel for pixel. Yeah. Everybody that watches this video, do not copy a design pixel for pixel. You guys, that's how you get your guys' account terminated, okay? No, yeah. A lot of people do that, and that pisses me off.
No, I hate that. Even if it's, yeah. like, off, I get upset, because I'm like, man, come on, you know what you're doing. Yeah, not copy, yeah. but copy, like, the theme of it. So, like, yeah. you know, just change up the whole design, but it's, like, you know, kind of similar, you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't copy pixel for pixel.
Yeah.
I've had people report me. Like, I've had stuff come from my designers. I had to fire designers because they would report me, and I'm like, what are they talking about? And I'd look at it, like, for a – it was for, like, a pirate shirt, like the Pi Day pirate shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they sent me, like – they sent Amazon, like, a in-depth reasoning of, like, how I copied their stuff. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I click the link, and I'm like, dang, that is their design. My designer just, like, moved this here and did that.
Right.
I'm like, bro, you can't be doing that. Because, like, I told the guy, I'm like, yeah, I'll just take it down. My bad. And I didn't even look at it because I'm not, like, going through and combing through Amazon seeing what they're sending me. So, yeah, if you get creative and you come up with something really good, those will sell, like, better than a lot of stuff that you kind of just get inspiration from, like, through Amazon.
Yeah, okay. Tyler, have you on CreateSpace? Have you messed with that at all?
No. I don't think I've messed with the CreateSpace at all.
Okay, all right, okay. That was a question that was asked earlier. Let's see.
Have you guys, while you're looking, have you guys done any local merch stuff? I've kind of like started researching that and then kind of like picking out potential like candidates. You guys. Yeah.
So I picked up my first client. He's an existing client for my other business like a couple weeks ago. We haven't really started getting it live. We're still working out some of the details, but that's going to be one for sure. That's actually, I think, my main focus probably going forward because I have the operation for merch set up, right? Like I don't need to be doing the uploading, all that stuff. Like I have somebody that can do that for me. My wife's a designer. I have designers on our team. So I need to figure out something else I can do that will bring in more money. And I think local is by far the biggest opportunity. So that's kind of my focus for the next couple of months. I really want to hammer local really hard. I think it can be really, really good.
Now, which aspect of are you doing? Are you doing like the advertising way, like, hey, you know, people wear these shirts and
it's testing, man. Like we're going to start off kind of doing something similar to Mike with just, you know, talking to people that are actually already doing advertising, because they already have an advertising budget. So they're doing it. And it just kind of fits into it really well. It makes sense to me. It's kind of qualifying the buyer before you even start versus like cold, you know, going out and doing cold traffic and knocking on doors. Like you're going to get a lot more no's if you don't know that person's already doing advertising. But one of the things I'm really focused on is I want to build a system that I can scale that I don't have to be tied to a location, right? Like I don't want to worry about just doing doing businesses here in California where I'm at. I want to be able to reach out to those people, actually create a funnel that draws traffic to me. And then I can do it anywhere in the US.
So is that your main, what you're putting a lot of your energy into these days?
Yes. That's the newsletter and that have been my two biggest focuses for the last month. And now that the newsletter is kind of set up and ready to go, local merch is my focus.
Gotcha. I just subscribed to the newsletter. I think I was in the gym listening to you guys. And I was like, oh, he's got a newsletter now, huh?
Yeah, we're getting fancy.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, so the newsletter, I fixed it. It's down below. So if you guys haven't subscribed to the newsletter, it's down below. It's free. Okay. We're going to be putting out weekly content on just like trending stuff. Just everything.
Honestly, man, like it's going to be our thoughts on like what you should be thinking about and not necessarily like what you should be thinking about next week, but like what you should be thinking about for the next 3 months. And then also it's like sharing stuff that our friends are talking about too. So like our friends are actually going to come on and write some of the content for us too, talking about things that, you know, they do that are different than us. It's going to be free. It's our chance to like kind of pay it forward to the community. Cause like when RJ started out, like Matt Carlett helped him out, right? Like gave him some advice on what he should be doing. When I started out, RJ helped me out and then some other people helped me out. So it's just a chance to like kind of give back to people. And then also, you know, there's so much shit that gets charged for right now that's bullshit. And I want to put something out that's really good that is not bullshit. You know what I mean? Like we don't need to sell a bullshit course. Like you guys come out, support us all the time. Like I want to give you guys something back that's really cool.
Shots fired. Unicorns are born in July. Shots fired.
We're about
I'm just kidding. Yeah. So that was pretty much. That's. Newsletter, you guys rock. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's Matt. So when they sign up to the newsletter, is it gonna be? It's already good to go, right? Like everything's.
I'm gonna send out the first newsletter tonight. I got to finish up a couple things on it. But if you signed up, you should get just as terms of bonus content. I went through and I updated our article on how to tier up quickly, like how we did it. And it's like 3,000 words of exactly how I would go about starting my account right now to tier up from the 10 tier all the way to the 500. There's a lot of information in that. So the first newsletter will actually go out tonight. I just got to finish up some things with RJ once we get off this call. And then you'll get another newsletter coming right after behind it that I think is pretty good.
Can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Let's. You guys got any more questions at all for Tyler at all? It was one about, there was a question about a crate space and that was it.
If you got anything, RJ, you can ask me for gym tips. You don't have to be shy.
I highly suggest all you guys follow Tyler on Instagram. His Instagram account is freaking awesome.
Yeah. Well, Tyler, if you want, give me that link to your Instagram too. We'll put it down below in the description. Get that following up. It's slacking a little bit.
Heart.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, Tyler's a cool guy. He's a real cool. I don't even, like, honestly, he just popped in the DM one time and we just started talking and just went from there. And then he just honestly, like, really didn't need too much motivation at all. And he knows what he's doing. Like, I'll give him a little bit of hints here and there and he'll just take off with it. And then he'll come back at me. And once he knows that, like, once you see somebody, you give them like one tip and they take off and they come back with the account and they show you like their numbers and you're like, okay, cool. All right, now like you're on my level, like you actually are trying. So there's a lot of people out there like think there's some like golden ticket. There's no golden ticket. You just got to put in the work and just try it too. Like he said, like he's driving, and I see like stuff too. You'll see a sticker. That sticker on the side of a car is actually like a shirt design. A lot of people don't understand that, but it is a sticker on a side of a car is a shirt design too as well. So,
absolutely, man. If I could. I was trying to think of like how to add to this because I felt like I was like, I'm not like the people they have on there, you know, like I'm not an Etsy guru or I'm not this dude pulling, you know, $9,000 a week cough and other shit. But I know a little something. Like I was just some random dude that, you know, tried it and now it's like it's been 1 year. I think up to my numbers I had like one or two sales in June and then three or four in July and then kind of going from there. But I was like, man, like what's one thing that you did that you could kind of like offer to new people? Coming in and just try everything. Like I know you don't have a lot of space in lower tiers, and we were all there. I remember like sitting there like, oh come on, like I need three more sales to tier up past 25. And I went to my like cousin's girlfriend who's a teacher. I'm like, listen, I know y'all teachers need them shirts. Like, what do you want done? I'll go back and forth. I'll have, you know, my designer put something together for you, and then we'll come to a deal. Like I'll give them bare minimum price, and that's what we did. And then I got out of tier 25. But it's just try everything, man. Like I got one of my best friends in it. And he's really big into fishing and the fishing Facebook groups. So he'll get, you know, orders of 30 at a time, and he's just banging it out that way. It's your up. So there's so many hustles out there.
For sure.
The Over app, I don't get any money from them. I have no reason to gas them up, but it's just the first app I came in contact with that does things for me. Like I've made thousands off just designs from Over total throughout the course of my like merch career. So I would the free version and play with this if you like it or you know whatever. Just go. Just people was coming up, I promise you, you're gonna be kicking yourself now, or you're gonna be kicking yourself, you know, early December when sales start rolling in. You're like, you're so guilty. Like I didn't go as hard as I could have. That's where I'm at right now. I'm like messing around watching TV and neither and I feel guilty. So just push it, man. Push it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, I was in the same situation last year. Like, I felt guilty that we didn't push as hard as we could have going into Q4 because we got frozen and, like, we couldn't upload anything more. And I was like, motherfucker. Like, just – we would have made so much more money. Like, we made good money, but we would have made so much more money. We would have just actually just drilled down and just uploaded.
Do you guys think a freeze will be this year too?
Amazon said that their goal is to not have that happen. It's going to – all come down to like how much fucking demand there is. So, I mean, having that extra facility, like for sure, that's going to make a big difference. I mean, the biggest thing I look at right now, right, is we have, you know, you've got 500 slots a day to upload to, right? Like a tier 6K. Mm-hmm. Like that that exists for a reason. It's because they have a whole nother facility that they're printing for, that like they want to make sure those printers are never running empty. You know what I mean? So I think that Ken actually, his take on it, I think is the best, right? So if we do have a freeze, that's actually a positive thing. And it's a positive thing because it means that there's more demand than Amazon can handle. If there's more demand than Amazon can handle, that means they're going to expand the program and it's going to get bigger. So in the long run, it's a positive thing. It's like, it just means there's more and more demand. The more demand we have, the more you know, resources they're going to devote to this, the better it's going to be for us in the long run.
Gotcha. What's the next event you guys are going to or hosting? I know Marcello, whatever it is called now.
That's going to be in January. RJ needs to get his shit together and actually find some dates. Because we get asked about that constantly. Get on that shit. And then Seattle in September is the next thing that big thing that we're going to be going to, but that's going to be very limited. Like there's only 150 seats, so I think that there's going to be more demand than there are seats for that place.
Absolutely, yeah,
yeah. I think it should be a little bit bigger, honestly.
I think it should be bigger too, but Chris already booked the room, so it is what it is.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. Well.
We have any more questions for Tyler, guys?
Open book.
Bumper sticker. Da, da, da. That was it.
Definitely follow his Instagram, though. Like, Tyler's Instagram always makes me smile.
I try, man. I try to mix it up.
Yeah, for sure.
My daughter or some fishy gym pics, but whatever.
So I said it to send me that link right now, and then I can put it down below and Let's see what happens. Do you get any followers or not?
Want the Instagram like name?
Like your link to your profile.
Okay, hold on. Give me one. Yeah. I'll send it to you. One right now or
yeah, just send it after. It's fine. Right. Cool up, dude.
Yeah, okay. All right, Tyler. I appreciate you coming on. Thank you
for
taking the time out of your day to come on. Yeah,
yeah, thank you, brother.
And then I'm pretty sure we're gonna get you on next year again. So we're gonna hold this accountable right here, dog.
I'm ready. I'm gonna be passive, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you can travel in January, if you can make it out to, you call it MerchCon, is that what you're calling it now?
MerchCon. Hosted by, I don't know.
We'll figure that out. But yeah, if you can make it out for that, that'd be a lot of fun.
If it's open bar, I'll be there.
It'll definitely be open bar.
All right.
On RJ.
Oh yeah, sure. You better start writing more newsletters twice, 3 times a week now.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, guys. Everyone have a good night. Please give the video a thumbs up. The free newsletters down below and share the video. Thank you.
See ya.